150. Become a better friend. Are you a good friend? Of course, your answer will largely be dependent on your definition of what a good friend is. Some people have an easier time making and maintaining friendships than others. When we work with people to build social skills and relationship skills, we don't often talk about the friends they're making. Rather, we examine their own contribution to the dynamics of a friendship. After all, it is a person's behavior that is most often important, simply because behavior is observable and gives us an insight into a person's beliefs, attitudes, resources, and self-concept. Once you learn NLP, you can change any unresourceful behaviors, habits, capabilities, beliefs, and even your identity as a friend. This might be useful if you find that you're too clingy or too dependent, or maybe you're too standoffish or distant. Or maybe you don't let yourself be vulnerable. An article by Psychology Today identified a few traits essential for friendship. NLP will help you to identify these traits within yourself, enhance them, or change how they come across to others. Some of these traits include trustworthy and honest, caring and empathy, confident, supportive, and loyal. If a person is lacking any of these traits, they might find it challenging to keep long-term relationships. If there's a sense of distrust, a lack of honesty, or sense that the other person doesn't care, the friendship may seem one-sided. Interestingly, by the age of 21, most of our abilities, beliefs, and social skills have been developed. Specifically, developmental psychologist Morris Massey identified the ages of 13 to 21 to be the socialization period. It is during this time frame that you learn how to be a friend, develop empathy, mature your confidence, and relate to a level of trustworthiness. If, however, you didn't have a good role model when you were younger, if trust was an issue within your family, or you didn't have an adequate socialization period, this may account for some deficit in friendship traits. We've often found that people who care too much or give too much advice enable their friends' disruptive behaviors, or give too much of themselves away. They also have beliefs about being liked or desires of being wanted equaling what they can give others. We've also found that people who are dependent on others tend to push friends away, and this sometimes stems into abandonment or other events that may have happened as a young child. When you learn NLP, you will not only learn tools to build stronger levels of rapport, great skills to understand and communicate more effectively with your friends, and gain a valuable set of skills that will help you to be truly you. Honesty, integrity, and confidence, vulnerability, just to be you. This will also give the room and permission for our friends to simply be themselves too. When you can take an honest look at the qualities you bring to your friendships, the only real possibility is to become an even better friend.